Power Kartik Inspiration. Today I'm going to share with you a little bit what Vrindavan life is like and what we can learn from the little lessons which are in there. For some days I had heard sounds in the little hut where I'm performing my chanting, and one day I saw a rat, but someone else had also seen that nice fatty rat. When I walked today by my bhajan hut chanting, I saw a scene I never forget. First, a rat jumped out of the tree. It was my rat, so to say, don't ask me how it got there, and galloped away, running for life. And then, the next moment, a beautiful, terrifying snake came out of that tree. It hung its huge body down. It still had its tail around one of the branches. It had tried to catch the rat, but the rat was out of reach. The next moment, the snake was on the boundary wall and it was gazing at me. Maybe it thought the rat could escape, but this person won't be as quick as the rat. I somehow pulled my eyes away from the snake and went to the gardener, and the gardener came to look at it, and then I've never seen someone run that fast. He ran as if the snake was behind him, and came back with 10 other men. They made a lot of noise, shouting, and finally one of them catched them with a special snake catching device. Then they brought the snake out of my little area where, and asked me what we should do with it, and I told them, bring it in the fields. Whirl it around so that it loses its sense of orientation, so that it will not come back in case it likes japa chanting, but don't kill it. Later, when the atmosphere calmed down and they had put some snake medicine in all directions, something which snakes don't like to smell, I sat and asked myself, what is it in snakes that makes them so feared? I remembered a very telling verse from the Bhagavatam. There the serpent Kaliya reflects about its own snake existence. Our very birth as a snake has made us envious, ignorant, and constantly angry. Oh my Lord, it is so difficult for people to give up their conditioned nature by which they identify with that which is unreal. So here Kaliya serpent says that we are conditioned by our very nature and act in ways that are not good. This is a general statement, and specifically it said, we snakes are envious, ignorant, and constantly angry. I reflected more. Is there any way in which we can overcome the impulses born of our conditioned nature, or do we have to always act like the body and the mind which we have taken on? Do we constantly have to remain prisoners by and our external conditioning, our false nature. And I reflected some more. No, by the process of bhakti, especially chanting, a true transformation of the personality can happen. What can happen is that devotion enters the heart where there was selfishness. An experience of Krishna can come to us where previously we only experienced the world of the senses. And then detachment from the harmful things which are dominating our lives can happen. Especially when we do something that, like a deluge of the holy names, where we immerse ourselves and allow that our new personality, which is already there, is awakened. See you for next Kartik Inspiration.